Story of Jesus, right. first reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin shall be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Have you ever seen the star that is shining from afar, or the village where the infant Jesus lay? You can see it if you will, for the star is shining still, where the Lord of life is born again today. Have you ever seen the star? Have you ever seen the star that is shining over Bethlehem? Have you ever seen the star that is shining from afar, or some lonely place that needs your tender care? Like the kings of old, so true, and the humble shepherds too, you will find him if you go and worship there. Have you ever seen the star? Have you ever seen the star that is shining over Bethlehem? Have you ever seen the star that is shining from afar? 'Tis the star of love that lights the pilgrim's way. Soon shall end the long, long quest. We shall find in God our rest. If we follow it, we cannot go astray. Have you ever seen the star? Have you ever seen the star that is shining over Bethlehem?
the east to Judah, down to Bethlehem. Did you see the costly presents they had brought? Did you see the stable they in wonder sought? Did you see the worship tenderly they paid to the stranger baby in the manger laid? Did you watch the Savior all those years of strife? Did you know for sinners how he gave his life? Little stars that twinkled in the heavens blue, all you saw of Jesus, how I wished I knew.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
Thank you.
lifting up our spirits. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Mary treasured up the words that were told her about this child, that he will be the Savior of the world. The shepherd praised God for the news, and they spread it around. I hope that we today will treasure the things we've been told about this child, that he is our Savior. I hope that we will go out and spread this word around us. But today, we have more than just the news about the baby being born as our Savior. We have the promise that he is coming back, and we live at the time when it's closer and closer. And Jonathan Tall and Miley Heinrich will remind us through the familiar and beautiful tune of Holy City that it is coming soon, and we will see our Lord face to face, and it's promised to us that he will live among his people. He will live among us and will be with him forever and ever.
Our gracious Lord, with joy in our hearts, we praise you this morning, thankful for the good news that Jesus came and was born. But as we celebrate at this Christmas season, help us to remember that that is only the beginning of the story, that he came to be born, to die for us, to give us eternal life, and that one day soon he is coming again in the clouds of glory. Our prayer is that that day will be soon. And now we ask you to dismiss us with your blessing, but may we not go from your presence as we continue to celebrate the birth, resurrection, and soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.